Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Sunday morning service here. You might as well turn to 1 Thessalonians 4 a while. And a special thank you, Kent, for those two songs, especially that last one, I've Been Changed, and that's truly our testimony to the world this morning. The Sunday school lesson, as you may have seen up here on the PowerPoint, is on the new heavens and the new earth. And lesson aim is kind of, I didn't write it down, but it has to do with living holy lives, godly lives. And when you stop and think about it, that's the only way that we can have the promise of the new heaven and new earth. So that's what I've chosen to talk a little bit about this morning. 1 Thessalonians 4, and we're going to start with verse 15 through chapter 5, verse 11. 4:15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. The verses in the chapter 4 is talking about the coming of our Lord, the rapture as it were, and that's kind of a background for the beginning of chapter 5, which is where I want to focus from this morning. It talks in the first three verses about no one knowing when the day of the Lord cometh, and it says that it comes as a thief in the night. Now, there's a couple ways of thinking about a thief. There are the way of thinking about a thief as you don't know that a thief is coming, and therefore you don't know that he's going to be in your house at all. Or you could, obviously none of us would know if a thief was coming, but if we could know when a thief was coming, we just wouldn't know when. So when we think about the non-Christians on the one hand, they do not know, they don't even realize that the gospel message is true, they don't even know the Lord is coming back, and they certainly aren't watching for him. Over here is the Christians, and we know the Lord's coming back, and he will still come as a thief in that we do not know the time, but we still know that he is coming back. So when it says in verse 4, we won't be overtaken as a thief, that's like the first kind that we do know the thief is coming. Christ is coming, as it were, but we don't know the time. Then it also says in verse 5 about we are the children of the light, the children of the day. We're not of light of night nor of darkness. And we know from other passages in Scripture that God is light and his word is light. And therefore, as Christians, followers of God, we are walking in the light. The ones in darkness are the ones that are unbelievers. And let me just read here a couple verses from the Gospel of John. It says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Just some more verses regarding the difference between light and darkness and our relationship to that. Then in verse 7 here, or verse 6, I guess, it talks about, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, are sleeping in the night, and people that drink, they drink at night. So what we have to do about that, it says not sleeping. We're to be awake and alert. We're to know what's happening in the world, and we're to know how to respond to it. It says, let us watch and be sober. So when you think about watching, we know from other, like 2 Thessalonians, some people, they thought the return of the Lord was going to be, and they quit work or whatever and just stared at the sky, as it were. And we know that that's not what the Lord wants us to do. So watching is not necessarily a physical act of looking at the sky all the time, but it has to do with how we live our life. For instance, for an example, if I was to just say that a boy, maybe he's 10 years old, and his dad, they're pretty close, and the dad says, well, tomorrow we're going to go fishing. And so they really like to fish, so they're planning for that. And that day, the dad says, well, I got to go get gas in the car here. While I'm gone, you get ready to go. So the son, he really wants to go fishing, so he's going to get the fishing pole out of the garage and the tackle box and all the things he needs, and he's going to watch for his dad to come back. He wants to go that bad. And that's how we should be also. We should be ready and watching for the Lord. We need to be living our lives in ways that bring him honor and glory. Verse 8, it talks about some spiritual armor there, the breastplate and the helmet. And those are things that we need to utilize if we're going to be successful in being faithful to the Lord. And there's also more in that in Ephesians. Then it comes down to verse 10 and 11, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. So that's the things we're called to here in this passage. We're to watch, we're to be sober. And I forgot to talk about sober there. Sober, I looked up in a dictionary, and it meant self-controlled, which is not what I expected to see when I looked it up. I thought it would have to do with drinking and not drinking, that kind of thing. But it means self-controlled. So we are to have self-control in all areas of our lives. We're to, and by doing that, then we can remain alert and focused on God and what he wants us to do so that we are ready for his return. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you today for this church that we can be a part of, and how that we're in this country we're able to gather freely and worship you. And Lord, that's a responsibility, and with that responsibility comes also the necessary act of keeping our lives pure and holy for you. And Lord, as we look to your return, the new heavens and new earth, very interesting subjects, Lord, but we know that in order for us to have any part in that, we have to be faithful here in this world. And so I just pray that each person here would have the strength from you and through your Spirit to be faithful to you and to be watching and ready for your return. We just pray for the remainder of the service this morning, Lord, each teacher, and that they would have your words to speak, and that you would just be here present with us. In thy name we pray, amen.